from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. The G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 6 minutes. Segment of the Nation brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com as Jared Sandler joins you now here on your home of the Rangers. Yeah, I had a rain out today, man. Tough one in New York there with the storm still making its way through, and the East Coast is just getting doused with rain. So we're going to have a double header for you tomorrow starting at 12:30, and then the second one about 4 o'clock or so, and we'll be hanging out there at Hurtado in Arlington. Hell yeah. All afternoon watching the games and competing with you in Fan Bowl 2024.
It's going to be amazing tomorrow. I cannot wait to be out there. Literally 24 hours from right now, we're going to be in the midst of the celebrations waiting for tip-off. We'd be like 24 hours and 5 minutes away from tip-off, USA-France, going for gold.
Oh my goodness, that is right.
It's just going to be an amazing experience. That's like, really cool. Think about how fun it was yesterday at Hurtado in Mansfield, soaking all that in with the Tolos in real time, and then we're going to get to experience it again for gold with everyone tomorrow. Arlington,
all hanging out with City of Champions.
As Jared Sandler joins you now here on 105.3 The Fan. Jared, good afternoon. How are you, buddy?
What's up, guys? We have a Fan Bowl tomorrow. Is that what it is?
We do.
That's right.
That's right. You're going to be there in spirit.
Yeah, no, unfortunately.
Quite a storm, huh?
What's that?
Quite a storm today, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's not often that you have a game banged like hours before gates even open, but I think that's happened twice now. In New York, maybe the last 2 years, each of the last 2 years, the Rangers have had a game postponed against the Yankees before gates even opened.
So how badass was the White House visit yesterday?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, guys. It's cool to go, and I'm not a big history guy, and I'm not a big political guy, but like even I... just walking around, like recognizing this is a building in which like our country was built by decisions made by men and women in that building, and the history that's a part of it. It's incredible. Here's the reality. That was not a political event yesterday. That was a celebration of last year's Rangers team. And, it's more, in my opinion, a celebration of, what should be great about this country. People from different backgrounds, different beliefs coming together, and hopefully all rooted in compassion and love and respect. And, that was really special. And I'm, still grateful. I'll always be grateful for all the players and coaches and staffers who made last year possible and everything that came from that and getting to go to the White House and see the president of the, you know, the United States of America. Like, I never thought that, you know, I guess like seeing George Bush at Rangers games, it's a little different because he's not in like his presidential capacity. He's just kind of a super famous fan, right? But to see that the president of the United States, like while he's working, I mean, that was neat. And we got to talk to, you know, all sorts of different people, Secret Service agents who were super awesome, just like, you know, answering all these questions and telling stories. And yeah, it was just really cool to get to experience that. I'm incredibly grateful.
Were you showing off your bald eagle bicep tat?
Yeah, no, I was for sure. Yeah. Bald eagle bicep tat, even, you know, my boxers, you know, everything.
Your Chuck Norris tattoo.
Definitely New York. You getting honked at?
Yeah, I'm getting honked at by my wife right now.
Get in the car, honey. Get in the car.
Yeah, I don't. She knows that I'm talking to you guys, and she's also currently upset at my outfit because I'm wearing basketball shorts, a purple polo, and then I'm wearing a pink headband because I don't want my hair to get like in my face.
Okay, you're channeling your inner Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Yeah, I really am. No, I am. You're right. Today, I'm doing this to honor Adam Sandler.
How surprised would you be if the Rangers have a great series here against these Yankees the way they're playing?
Well, I guess nothing would surprise me, Dawson, at this point. I don't know that you expect the Rangers to necessarily go to New York and sweep the Yankees. The Yankees are a really good team. But, you know, what happens if the Rangers wake up tomorrow on the right side of the bed? You know, you play a doubleheader and you get rolling, you win the first one, and you just kind of roll through the second one. I mean, that'd be pretty sweet. But yeah, Dawson, this is such a weird year, right? You know, up to this point, the Rangers really, I mean, there's no other word to describe it other than underachieve. You know, that there's a lot of talent on this roster. The Rangers have had several seasons in franchise history in which they have not been good. They've missed the playoffs, but you know, a lot of those years, you don't really expect them to make the playoffs. And this year, is not in that category. And so, you know, there's still a lot of talent on the roster, but they just haven't been able to put it together for any legitimate stretch of time.
What was the toilet paper like in the White House?
So I didn't go to the bathroom. I was told I needed to. But
you idiot. Come on.
Yeah, I know. But honestly, guys, it was like everyone was super cool, but like I didn't want to step like the wrong place. Because, yeah. Like, I don't know.
You'll get shocked. You'll get electrocuted.
Yeah, like, listen, if Corey Seager walks in the wrong room, they're like, oh, not a big deal. As a matter of fact, like, yeah, you do now have security clearance because you're just a total badass.
Right.
If I walk in the wrong room, they're like, sir, next flight out to Dallas.
Intruder. Intruder.
Yeah.
Intruder.
Yeah, right? Like, straight out, like, you know, I need, like, Gerard Butler from one of those, like, you know, Olympus Has Fallen movies to come and rescue me. But I did get the White House napkins. I brought some of those
there
back.
You go.
With like a seal. That was pretty cool.
Right on, buddy. Well, have a good weekend up there, and we'll chat with you real soon.
Sounds good, fellas.
He's at Jared Sandler on X if you want to follow his adventures and his Rangers insights. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
The White House. The White House.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been there a few times. Sure have.
What was the toilet paper like?
You know, I'm like Jared. I didn't go to the bathroom while I was there. No?
It'd be the first thing I do is like, can I go pee here? Where's the bathroom? Gotta get a lay of the land.
Ain't that what Forrest Gump said?
Yeah.
I gotta pee.
Yeah, that's right, dude. He knew what he was doing.
Then he mooned the president. President want to see them cheeks. Turn around, boy. Let me see what you got shot at in the butt. Let me see. That's a wild movie when you think about it, bro.
It's crazy. Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Our winner, let's go to Cleveland Browns training camp where Jameis Winston is putting some respect on Deshaun Watson. He's got some freaky stuff on his record. What is he doing there?
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on.
Yeah.
Man, I just rhymed. Oh my, can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
Man, hold up, Watson.
The paddywhack, you might want to walk back.
Hold up, yeah, that paddywhack.
Yeah.
That's an old school 80s rap. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. My DJ said you're going home. What else we got for you, boys? Doo-doo-boo-doo. Hold on. 1 second, everybody, as I send this text message off to my barber because I had to cancel those that situation. Yeah, I want to make sure he doesn't charge me that $40 cancellation fee.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Uh-oh. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we thought we were going at 5:30.
I want to let them know, hey, it's me. It's your boy.
I'm sorry.
It's your boy. I'll see you tomorrow.
I promise I'm not making this up.
Yeah,
you can tune in. You can hear me.
LA Live 540. Check. The Rangers have a doubleheader tomorrow.
Yeah, man. All right, here we go. I got that taken care of. Let's see. The brother that beat Noah Lyles in the 200, the Botswana sprinter.
Yeah.
What's his name? Lesetil?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know, man.
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm close enough. I'm not from Botswana. But my man was talking hella spicy. Did y'all see that?
Dude, yeah. I didn't even hear it. I just saw some quotes.
It was, yeah.
Talking spicy.
And it's great seeing the fellow Americans sitting next to him. And they're just like smiling. Because I don't know how much the other Americans like Noah Lyles.
Must have been a COVID denier. You know what I'm saying?
Oh!
Over there in Botswana.
Dude, hey, I'm picking it up.
Did y'all see the videos of the pre-fight or the pre-runs yesterday? He comes jumping out there. Noah Lyles looks like COVID is the furthest thing from his body.
As a sprinter, why are you using so much energy, first of all, before the race? And second, if that's not AI or some type of editing from another situation, what are you doing, dog?
Like, what?
You can't lean on COVID, bro, when you just came in third. It's all good, man. Say, hey, the better man got me. Right. It's not COVID. The better man got me. I don't know, man. Hey, look, I don't know, bro.
He came bouncing around out there like he'd already won.
Yeah.
You thought he'd already won.
He put on a whole concert like Eminem at the Bud Crawford fight.
He's a showman.
Yeah. Well, let's this Botswana sprinter right here. They asked him about being a face of track. Listen to what he said.
I think for me, I can't be the face of athletics because I'm not an arrogant or a loud person. Ooh. Like Noah. So I believe Noah is the face of athletics.
Oh my gosh. Arrogant or a loud person.
Oh, I thought he said peasant. It did sound that way.
Passing now, yeah.
Do you have to be? Can you not be quiet, humble, and be the face of a sport?
It's tough, man.
Is it?
It is. It's tough. I mean, just at least having some level of personality. You know, if you're going to be Mr. Stoic guy, then people are just going to be resenting the fact that you are. Like Mike Trout, has he been the face of baseball? Maybe he has, but he's been certainly. He gets called out for not being a good face for it. That's for sure.
You do have Ronaldo, very arrogant, but also Messi. Very humble.
Yeah.
Maybe it's harder to do. It's harder to thread that needle.
Noah's really putting on that American vibes right now. That arrogant American. Oh, you silly Americans.
Yeah. God, freaking COVID. You can't even get your guys back.
Listen, I'm riding with him, dog. If you came in third and you had COVID, that's amazing. In the 200, you're the third fastest man in the world in the 200, even with COVID on your ass. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
But again,
but don't lean on it.
The pre sprint,
because you were doing festivities. You were doing a lot.
You looked
you're
like
still fired up.
Yeah, you're fantastic. Yeah, maybe you're trying to psych yourself out. Absolutely. I mean, I get it.
He comes out like that all the time. That's a normal thing for him,
with or without COVID. Apparently,
yeah.
Could take 8% of your energy. And with 92%, you're still freaking ecstatic to be at the Olympics.
I don't know, man. I don't know. You won that last one by just a chesticle, by a nipple.
Yeah, he probably should have done it. Probably should have reserved all of his energy.
Yeah, all of that, man. But hey, listen, that might, like Dawson said, that might be his vibe to do his thing to get in his mind frame.
Right,
so
right.
I'm riding with the American.
Could have surprised me.
In a roundabout way.
Yeah. I'm looking at him side-eye, though, but I still got his back.
Quincy Hall showed out in the 400. Shout out to Quincy Hall, man. That was amazing. I ran the 400 a few times in the competition-wise. That, and to dig that deep and come back from the fourth, that is running.
Yeah.
That man was, yeah.
Is he the 16-year-old?
Quincy? No. That's another cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I seen him this morning.
That was also awesome.
I didn't get to watch the race.
Imagine that, like 16 years old, you're in the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Okay. Who is that? What's his name?
I'm going to find out.
I thought she was looking it up.
I am looking it up.
Anyway, you got me confused now. Now I don't want to say if this is Quincy Hall's brother, Milton.
It's Quincy Wilson.
Quincy, okay,
Quincy Wilson.
Go. Two Quincys, bro. A
couple Quincys.
How you got some young Quincys out here?
Q squared.
And young Miltons and everything.
Yeah,
some old last name.
Milton is weird.
It's an old last name. Yeah, there's Quincy Hall's brother right here during the comeback. This is some live news. Quincy Hall's brother was pretty excited.
Man, this is awesome, man. This is 18 years in the making, dog. You don't understand. Miss Aisha and Quincy Hall been through it all to make it, man. Oh, man. I just keep saying, oh, man. God is good. He did it for his best friend, Brandon. He did it for his man, Rashid. He did it for his Uncle Tony. He did it for everybody, man. This is a blessing, dog. Like, God, man. Quincy, I love you, dog. Man, that was crazy, man.
Like, you saw him run that last 60 meters and coming back. What's the emotions going on?
The emotions seeing that, hey, when he dropped that neck, he didn't get, he get to work.
What?
He say get home, son, for a reason. He say it's that dog for a reason. You heard me barking in the background for a reason.
Hello?
That's that dog, man. Oh! Come on now. Hey, let's go, baby. Hey, yo, 2024 Olympic champion, Quincy Hall, Kansas City, Missouri native. Hey, he did it for everybody, man. He did it for everybody. Put the cameras on somebody else, dog.
Quincy Hall's family fired up, man.
Man, said he dropped that neck and did what? Went to work? That's crazy.
Went to work.
Man. That is wild.
Possible
That's
moment
wild
right there.
Stuff.
Left it all on the field.
He left it.
Not as wild as the breakdancing, though. This is bad.
Oh, that breakdancing.
We should
not
have invited the rest of the world. It should be New Yorkers only.
Bronx. Yeah. Bronx and L.A.
Okay.
In Bronx and L.A. right now. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I've seen a few of those. Dak says the media needs to start holding out if they want more paper in their pockets.
I've said it over and over. I'm just present where my feet are, and I control what I can control. And the noise is going to happen, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's about the contract, whether it's about my play. I can't stop that. I mean, you guys get paid pretty well to write headlines and to do your job, and respectively so. But I can't allow that to affect how I get paid in my job. You don't get paid well? A couple of y'all need to start holding out too then.
That was amazing.
It's a mic drop.
Freaking hilarious. Yeah, Dak, that negotiation go a little different. There's only about 15 of y'all that can play the game decently. There's a long line of people just biting at the chip to do what we do. All right, is it Jameis Winston talking Deshaun Watson? Is it the 200-meter champ talking to Noah Lyles? Can't be the face of athletics because he's not a loud person. Quincy Hall's family was fired up for him. Dak says the media
arrogant
needs...
peasant.
Yeah. I'm going Dak.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Oh, man, I think I am gonna go with the guy who called out Lyles.
All righty, we're tied at one, Lucius.
Sorry, Jameis.
Quincy Hall's brother, Milton Hall.
Still.
And shout out to their mama for naming them young boys them old ass names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It tied at one. That must be a family name. Man. Yeah, great, great grandfather.
I'll go Dak.
Okay, by a score of 2-1. New G-Bag of the Day champion is quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Not practicing today. Little ankle soreness. He's going to be fine. Okay, coming up next, what do we have, Chief?
Biggest L, biggest dub for the second time in the 2 o'clock hour in the history of the world. We go 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.